Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello once again. It's glad to be a part of your night. And I pray that everyone gets comfortable and just that you're ready to receive the word. You're ready to just be uplifted and uplift the name of Jesus. And so that's what we're here tonight. We're going to finish our topic. Tonight we're studying about your future and the choices that you make, the victories that you are looking for, you're praying for. We want to make sure that we're pointing in the right direction, and we understand that every future victory is really up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us. Every future victory is really up to us. So call someone. Let them know that Tri-Anointed Ministries is on the air. You can reach us at 646-652-4916. The chat room is open. We're opening it as we speak. Feel free to call in. And if you're listening by the archives, you can still rate the show. It's very important that you take out just a few moments and just rate the show. If you're getting anything, if God is speaking to you through this ministry, we just love hearing from you. It's just very important that you take out a few moments and rate the show. If you decide during the broadcast that you are going to make the Lord your Lord and Savior, that you want to invite him into your heart, it is vitally important that you reach out and tell someone of your decision. We would love to be a part of that here and send you out any Bibles or free material that you would need. Please reach out to someone and let them know of your decision. You got to tell somebody that you have decided to follow Christ. It's just a big deal in your life, and it's the beginning of the rest of your life. So it's very important that you tune in tonight. So get your Bibles, which is your sword, get your pen and your paper so you can take notes that will carry you out throughout your week. And these are things that's going to stay with you in a lifetime as you pass them on to someone else. Every future victory is really up to you. We're going to start tonight. We'll just bow down and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Bow down and worship the Lord. Just one moment.
Up your voices.
right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him out of your spirit. Just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless him.
Worship him. Worship. Worship.
Bow down and worship him. Entering. Oh, entering.
As we just worship the Lord, you should feel different when you just get into that place where you just say, God, I just want to bow down and I just want to worship you. It's not about asking for anything. It's not about reaching out for, woe is me. But it's just about being in worship with God. And you're just praising him. And you're just thanking him. God bless you, Miss Pretty. It's just about just being in communion with him. It's just about saying, God, you are wonderful. You're just glorious. But I thank you for your law of grace. Hallelujah. I thank you for having such a forgiving heart. When you can just get into that place of worship where nothing else really matters, that you can block out everything else and all that is going on, you just, the world can fade away and you can just come into worship with the Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that kind of opportunity to share personal space with you. Our scripture tonight is coming from Psalms 100. And it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. And then come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he, hallelujah, who made us, and we are his. Can you testify to that? Can you testify to that? And that we are his. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. I love that. We are his people. We are sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. And his courts with praise. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. Dear Father, thank you for this ministry. Thank you for all the ones in the chat room that is calling in live. There's any association, we ask that I decrease, and we invite you to come and just speak your word into our lives. Hallelujah. Speak the word, that, dear Father, that each person needs individually. Hallelujah. We just praise you and we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen. Psalms 100. Don't just stop with the scriptures that are read tonight. Hold on to that thing. Carry it with you on your job. Carry it with you as you discipline your family. Carry it with you during your good times, through your hard times. Carry the word with you. God wants you to use the word because it will work if you choose to work it. Did you know that the life that you're living is the result of choices that you have made throughout your life? So what you're doing, where you're at in your life right now, is the result of choices that you have made at some point in your life. Can we all agree to that? Every future victory is really up to you. Every future victory is just really up to you. It's not up to really other people. However, they may play some role in it, but every future victory that you accomplish, that you achieve, it's not really up to other people or events or not even the circumstances around you. Because if you're waiting until you get the degree before you step out and do you this, if you're waiting until you lose weight before you're going to do this, if you're waiting until your spouse is there, that's the choices you are choosing to make, which are delaying something that God has for you right now. So those things may play a part, may play a role, but they're not the most important things that's going to affect your future. Even if you were born into the worst conditions, you can see the fulfillment of your dreams. No matter what stands in your way, I come to remind you that you can see the impossible come to pass in your life. It's never too late to choose life and live. We were speaking about the thief that was on the side of Jesus, and we went over through that with Holy Week. It's never too late to choose life and live. He chose to now see something else. One moment he was mocking Jesus as everyone else was. But the moment that he stopped talking and started to listening and just look, he could feel the Holy Spirit. He could felt the anointing, and his eyes were set free. And the next moment he was saying, "Lord, my Lord, wilt thou remember me?" A choice that he had to make. Understanding this amazing fact of life, it enables you and I to take responsibility for our own destinies. It takes it out of the hand of others. It takes it out of the hand of just our spouse or maybe our boss, and it puts it in our hands. And it puts it right in front of us that we now have to take responsibility for our destiny. That means once you take ownership of your choices, you can rule over those circumstances instead of being ruled by them. So that's why I said, even though events and circumstances and people play a role in your future as you're traveling there, but once you are in control, once you take ownership of your choices, then you rule over those events. You rule over those people and what they may say and what they think about you. You rule over those circumstances. So instead of making excuses or even blaming others, well, they did this to me, you know. I was abused. You know what? I was looked over because of the color of my skin. I was raped. I was, you know, told that I was ugly. I was sold for slavery. And all of those things are true in so many people's lives. So I'm not at all trying to say that those things are not true. But what I am saying is that once you decide that your future does not have to look like your past. Remember, God has given you a precious gift, and that gift is called right here, the present. The present he has given you is your right now. You have the ability to choose to live life. From this moment on, you have the ability to choose that I'm not going down that road again. My tomorrow is going to be different than my today. Hallelujah. My future don't have to look like my past. It's your opportunity. It is totally up to you. So the next time that you look at someone else and they seem to be where you want to be, you have to look and see. Do a self-examination of yourself, why you're not there, why you haven't got yourself there. Not all of the other circumstances, not the events, not the people that was in your life or that are in your life. Why are you still around the ones that are pulling you down? If you know you got somewhere else to go, why not get up and go? People in countries right now that are, you know, fighting for their lives because there's battles going on around them constantly, and they can choose to get up and try to flee to a country that they may not even speak the same language, but they see themselves going somewhere different. Someone said, well, you know, I came out of this family, and this, everyone knows that this family was known, it was just a bad seed for generations and generations, but I saw something different. The Holy Spirit kept telling me something different. I know I was not to be like that. I know I was not to suffer like that. I know I was made to be able to be on my own. I know I was made to be able to fly my wings and make it out here in this world. I decided I was not going to let this world just gut me up. How many testimonies is that out there? I hear proud people every day tell me that. Well, how did you get to where you're at? It's because they say, I decided that that's where I wanted to be. And I decided that I wasn't going to listen to what anybody had to say to me that was going to hinder me. But I was only going to listen to the positive thoughts. I was only going to put myself around people who have already achieved what I am now trying to go after. A choice that was made that made a difference in their life. Hallelujah. Once you realize that your quality of life is determined only by you, you don't have to be victimized by the past or troubled by the future. Taking this type of ownership of your forces will move you towards your victories, and it'll move you away from the victim mentality that always results in defeat. Well, my daddy wasn't there. I don't even know my mom. Whatever it is, that victim mentality. And again, those things may be true for you. But it's not the truth that's holding you back, because the truth is in front of you, that those things is just a part of your past. The truth is that God has a bright future for you. He has plans to prosper you. That's the truth. That is your truth. And you may know people. You may know people that seem to enjoy being the victim. They've been the victim for so long, they seem to enjoy being the victim. No matter what failure or disappointment they have experienced in life, they have convinced themselves that someone or something is to blame. This lie is just as old as Adam. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the devil when they messed up in the Garden of Eden. However, each one of them had a choice to obey, and each one of them had a choice to disobey. And who were they disobeying who did they have the choice to obey? God. But it was a choice to obey God's word or disobey God's word. Instead of using God-given dominion and subduing that lying devil, they chose to do what the devil suggested. Actually, they chose death. The truth is that we all encounter events. We all encounter different circumstances and people that impact our lives. But again, how we choose to react in life is what moves us towards our dreams, or it moves us away from our dreams. Instead of allowing things to get us down, we can respond in a way that is productive. One of the saddest conversations you'll ever come across is someone who sat and think about, if I could have only done this, you know, because if I hadn't have been this, then I could have done this. I wanted to do this. Make up in your mind that I am going to do it, or I'm going to be fine with not doing that, and I'm going to choose to do something else. But choose to do something. Now, if you choose to just sit there and do nothing, then it's your, that's your choice. But at least be honest with yourself to say that is a choice that I made. Not that was made for me, but that was the choice that I made. And then don't blame all the circumstances of why you made that choice. It's all kind of grants out here. It's all kind of different help out here for you. Even if you need to get your mind set together to get over the stuff of your past so you can move into your future, get it done. Get it done. So instead of allowing things to get us down, you got to respond in a positive way. We have a choice to obey God's word instead of following our flesh. And I understand it may be that, you know, you followed your flesh for so long that it's going to be painful to go without, to do the things that is not what your flesh is calling you to do. It may be some hard roads, but just know this is one more second closer to getting myself out of this. It's one more day closer, one more hour closer to me getting my flesh back in order. And with every pain that I feel right now, that's just reminding me that this is the choice of choosing Christ. I know that this is all because I have chosen to do the right thing. I have chosen to walk in righteousness. So I feel a little pain right now. But no cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. When hate is hurtled towards us, we can choose to either forgive and walk in love. Now, it may not be easy, but choosing life will always result in a blessing. Even though God's first words to mankind were blessing words, he will never force his will upon you. God loves you, and he knows that you need him to live well, but he gave you the choice, the power to choose. The great Reverend Crockett at Ephesus Baptist Church here in San Antonio was teaching us tonight out of the book of Luke, chapter 24, and he was about the power to choose. God has given us the power to choose. Throughout the Bible, he tells us about it. In Deuteronomy 30, he speaks to us and it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Heaven and earth. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
that I have set before you life and death. I've set before you blessings and cursings. Therefore, he's speaking to you and I, therefore, choose life. Don't even leave it up to us to decide which one to choose. He gives us directions. He said, choose life that both thou and thou seed may live. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I choose life. I choose life, Father, that thou and my seed may live. It can't be any clearer than that. Heaven and earth are witnesses to the fact that God's covenant with mankind called for choice. Every future victory is really up to you. In exchange for the death sentence that has called Adam's sin, God offered life. If they choose to keep his word, both they and their seed would live. That's what the word says. You and your seed would live. How can you not forgive your spouse when God forgives you daily? Okay, it hurts. It hurts you. But unless they have actually gone beyond the marital walls, and even then you may seek some help, all of those cases are not something that you can just walk out on. If you want to live in blessings, you also have a responsibility. Choose life and live. That sounds easy until you try to do it. Because we get ourselves into such deep pits that we got to claw and scratch our way out of there. But believe one thing, you will get out and victory is still yours. The pain you may feel is just temporarily, but that pain you're feeling is because you know you're on the right road now. Again, this is Evangelist Vonda. Reach at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Rate the show. Let's continue, shall we? No matter what you're facing today, God has a plan of redemption. God has an escape for you. Out of that pit, God has an escape for you. Instead of choosing to receive words of defeat, you can choose to obey God's word. And if you choose to obey God's word, you will find good success. According to Joshua 1, you will find good success. With God on your side, you are anointed to win, my sister. You are anointed to win, my brother. And you are to win and impossible to curse. It's impossible to curse you if you're a winner. You need a new start. And God is willing and ready to give it to you. Let's look at an example of a new start. An example of a new start. The woman from Samaria was an innocent person, we know that. She had already had five husbands, and she was shacking up with the sixth one on the day that she encountered Jesus Christ at the well. Now, if anyone needed a new start in life, it was her, because it's obvious she was searching for something. The sister was not satisfied in her spirit, and she wasn't going to just settle for anything. You said, what? How is she not settling? I think that's why she kept going from one to the next, because she was hoping with each individual that that was going to be the one that she could find what it was that she was seeking. Hallelujah. So she just kept moving on and moving on. So she had went through five husbands and was on number six. Now, but before her real change could occur in her life, she had to also make a choice. She discovered a very important fact of life. I cannot change what I would not acknowledge. Now, when Jesus called her out, she could have got angry with him. She could have got all defensive. She could have been offended by what he said. And she could have kept right on existing on that dead-end street that's what she was living on. That dead-end life going through and through with the bad reputation and all. Searching and looking for peace. Searching and looking for love. Searching and looking for somewhere that she belonged. Or she could just acknowledge that what he said is the truth. She could acknowledge the truth and accept the living waters that he had offered her. And then begin to really live. She had a choice. Have you looked at it that way? As you've heard this story over and over again, let's not overlook the meaning of this. The fourth chapter of John records her choice and the effect that it had on the city. Quickly, it tells us in John, it says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the man, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came into him. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. They're shocked. Wow. He's fellowshipping with us. And many more believed because of his own word. Excuse me. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thou saying, for we have heard him ourselves. And know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. John 4. You know what? She could have chose, again, to just be angry and stay right where she was at, in that pit of hell. But because she chose life, because she chose to accept the living water, she was able to not only affect her, she acknowledged the condition of her life. She acknowledged that she could experience real change. And when she chose Jesus, she actually chose life. And again, not only was her own personal life affected, it affected her personal life. But it also, what? Infected the entire city was changed. The entire city now says, we believe. Hallelujah. I was a very young girl when I decided to actually confess my love, my true love for God, and decided I wanted to be baptized. I was actually 10 years old. And I remember just talking to him, and I tell my story all the time. I can still remember just riding my bike up and down 10th Street, just talking to the Lord in my mind and just saying, you know, well, you know, counting down the days. Because it meant something special to me that I was going to publicly say that I want to live for you. I want to be more like you. I knew that I would always make mistakes in life. I knew that that wouldn't stop me from getting in trouble, but I knew that I wouldn't go too far. It was just something special about it. And all through my junior high school and my high school years, I always been lied upon, been talked about. I could always try to let that roll off of my back because I always had him to talk to. I always knew that he was there. I always grew on that relationship. And he always took me higher and higher. Hallelujah. And all I wanted to do was just talk about him to everyone, to anybody that would listen in my conversations, it always is going to be something about him. Even when I was still out hanging out with my friends, I never been one to just hang in bars or clubs like that. But me and my husband used to have, we would have parties over to the house for people, couples to watch movies and do different things. And nothing is wrong with that. But the things, even in the midst of the music playing or whatever we're doing, I always had something to say about God. Sometimes it would just be such a natural response that it would be the ones around me that would remind me of it. Von, you're always saying something about God. Von, you always got something to say about Jesus Christ. And I said, I guess I do. You know, I guess so. But like the woman of Samaria, I wanted everyone to know about this great new life that God was making available to me and that I had chose. And I was so glad when I was growing up as a small child to know that not only had I chose this, but my siblings, we all were baptized. I felt that we were all safe. We all knew how to read the Bible for ourselves. My mom taught us early, we don't just take it from the preacher's point of view. If you can't get it all right, the scriptures down, come home and look those verses up again. Ask God to reveal to you what the preacher was saying for understanding and any new insight that he wanted to personally give you individually for you. That's a great gift, and I thank you, Mom, for teaching me that. Spreading the news. Have you noticed the people around you are in within yourself? That once a person chooses this wonderful gift of life from God, they seem to be compelled to share what they found with others. They just you can't keep it to yourself. That is really God's plan. In fact, Jesus instructed his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit that would give them power to witness to the world in Acts 1. And then a few days later, 120 men and women were in one mind and in one accord, waiting for Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit in an upper room in Jerusalem. Suddenly, you know the story, a sound like a rushing mighty wind, where it says, filled that room. And then tongues of fire appeared over each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues. A crowd of the devout people from every nation under heaven were outside. They were so amazed when they heard them boldly proclaiming the wonderful works of God in their own language. Acts 2 says, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? They're speaking all one language, another tongue, but we understand it all according to where we were born. God has positioned his church for maximum impact on that generation. Every nation under heaven was represented on that day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And as an undeniable presence of God swept through Jerusalem that day, Peter stood up and preached a powerful message under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. At the end of that message, it was clear that those present in the crowd, they had a choice. They could either accept or reject Jesus as Christ, the anointed Messiah. Acts 2 says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? they recognized that they had a choice. They had a choice. They could either choose or accept Jesus as the Christ, the anointed Messiah. Right now, you just heard the message. You have a choice. Every future victory in your life is really up to you of what you choose. And if you're choosing to invite Jesus Christ into your heart right now, I invite you to repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sin. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Because I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you as my Savior and as my Lord. In your name I pray. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All of heaven is celebrating with you. We here at Tri-Anointed Ministry is celebrating with you. You have a brand new life as Jesus and a bright future that's filled with faith and hope. It's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. I would love to hear from you. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. Remember, Christ is thinking of you, and he only wants the best for you. God bless you. You're going to have many choices in life, but just remember, you're choosing your future. You're choosing to reject or accept God. Until tomorrow, we love you. God bless you, and remember,